You're listening to the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast. I'm speaking with James Whistler. James, I'd like to understand some plumbing lingo today. There's these terms I hear, POE and POU, and what are we talking about here?
Well, POE stands for point of entry, and POU stands for point of use. What we're talking about is filtration. You can put in a filtering device for the water in your home, either at the point of entry of the water or the point of use at the water. So to get even more practical, this is a mainline unit versus a under the counter or right at your kitchen sink unit.
Okay, it's making sense now. So point of entry means I get this filtered water through the entire house. Point of use means I get it if I get it from that faucet in the kitchen.
That's right. Absolutely. Okay. So now I will say that, you know, you don't just say, okay, well, I would rather have a point of entry, or I would rather have a point of use. There are some practical application things there. And, you know, I would also say that it takes good water to make great water. So it's very common that you might would have a point of entry system to get to a certain level of from maybe okay or bad water to good water. And then you would have a point of use unit, like an RO system, reverse osmosis system, that would give you great water. You don't want to put really dirty water into a reverse osmosis system because it wouldn't last very long. So it does take good water to make great water. And so a lot of times you start with a point of entry and then you have a point of use system in place.
Are we talking strictly filtration, or are we talking water softeners and those kinds of things as well on a point of entry?
They can be point of entry is water softeners and filtration, both what we would call water treatment and filtration. So it depends on what's in the water as to what we need to do. Gotcha. If it's dissolved and you can't see it in the water, you need treatment. If it's a particle or you can see it in the water, you need filtration. What I would also say is that we kind of classify things into three different levels. One of them, the first and foremost, is what we call utility grade water. So this is water that, you know, is not going to stain white when you do the laundry. You know, it's not going to spot up things, that kind of thing. You know, it's not going to be have a lot of harsh chemicals or, you know, bacteria or those type of things. And we call that utility grade water. It's good enough for just utilitarian things. Then we have laundry grade or even showering type water. You know, this is a little bit different. It's going to, you know, utility grade water, it doesn't have to be completely soft. But when you start getting into the shower and you're you know, washing your hair, and you might have color in your hair, or you're washing a load of whites, or, you know, you're maybe brushing your teeth or doing different things like that, that's what we would call laundry grade water. And, you know, it's not going to stain. It's not going to turn your hair different colors. It's not going to be harsh on your skin, those type of things. And then you have cooking grade water or drinking water. And so each one of them have different levels. And so if you're looking for drinking grade water, you're probably going to have to end up with a point of use system. It doesn't make sense to filter and treat the water in your whole home up to that level of drinking grade water. It would be very expensive and very problematic to maintain. However, you know, you might want utility grade or laundry grade water in your whole home, and then you would use a point of entry system to do that with. In its purest form, water is a solvent. And when it doesn't have anything else in it, meaning contaminants, minerals, you know, different elements in the water, then it can actually be corrosive. And so if you have really great water like RO water and you run it through all of your house and all your pipes and your water heater and your fittings in your house, and it's really great water, it's actually going to slowly corrode the fittings and things in your home. So it's not in your best interest to have reverse osmosis water running throughout your whole home. It would just be cooking grade at a point of use.
What I'm getting from all of this is that if you've got questions about your water and you want it to be better and you want it to be correct for all the different uses, the easiest thing to do is going to be to call Whistler Plumbing and Air to talk about this and get some ideas for how you can make all this happen in your house. The number is 540-483-9382. Thank you, James.